This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The latter half of 2024 could hold optimism for dairy prices. We'll have more right after this.
Now that the calendar shows March, prep for the 2024 planting season is well upon us, and we'd like to remind you of a few extra steps to help reduce the safety risk during the heat of that planting season. There's the obvious. Make sure all that safety equipment is in proper working order as part of your routine preparations, but also try to rest up, as chronic fatigue can have the same effect on your body as drugs and alcohol, and slowed reaction times can be dangerous. This message, furnished by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Dairy prices have been low for some time, but there may be reasons for optimism during the second half of 2024. Lucas Fees, the senior dairy analyst for Rabo AgriFinance, says the industry needs to get through the next few months first.
We've got to get through kind of the spring flush period over the next few months. Of course, the peak milk producing months of the year for the U.S. So even though supply down versus prior year, we'll still have ample milk flows in the coming months.
Looking ahead to the second half of the year, Fees said there are a lot of economic factors that will influence dairy prices.
A lot of variables kind of come into play into that second half of the year. It's possible that we could have summer heat kind of knock milk production back a little bit. The economy continues to kind of chug along here in the U.S. We've avoided what we thought was the worst case scenario of entering a recession so far, and we're optimistic about the health of the consumer into the back half of the year. In addition, maybe looking at exports to Mexico, that has been a pretty bright spot as well, even though I mentioned exports. Some struggling a little bit. Mexico has been a really good market for us.
While things are tough now, Fees said they can rebound rather quickly in the second half of 2024.
It was just 18 months ago in mid-2022 that we saw some of those record high milk prices. It's easy to get discouraged in times like this when we've kind of got challenges from all angles. But looking ahead, you know, the U.S. is very well positioned, especially when considering other key dairy exporting places around the world, places like the European Union, New Zealand. Over the long term, we see milk production being challenged in those regions, and we still see growth in the U.S. over the long term.
For this story and all of the rest of our daily ag news coverage, head on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.